The vote came down probably as you expect. Of course, the Republicans hold a majority in the House, so they passed their own bill. And Representative Jim Matheson, our only Democrat, voted against it, while Representatives Chris Stewart and Jason Chaffetz voted for it. Representative Rob Bishop was in Utah and missed the vote. But, you know, it's really just symbolic anyway. The Senate isn't going to pick it up, and the president certainly isn't going to sign legislation tossing out, you know, executive orders that he put into place. But this is something that gives the conservative side at least something. They did something about it. They're trying to do something about it. It gives them that, you know, that talking point going forward, and gets them on, you know, cable news a little more.
So as I heard one pundit say, it's maybe a steam valve to release the pressure.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll see. Maybe that's the goal, actually, with this legislation, is because they need to pass a budget by next Thursday. And there's some, you know, 30 to 40 Republicans who don't want to pass a budget unless it addresses the immigration issue. So they're hoping this kind of calms the waters a little bit so they can, keep the government running.
Right. Boy, more showdowns and potential shutdowns. I guess we'll see what happens. Thomas, here's kind of a weird one out of Washington. Representative Jason Chaffetz got into a bit of verbal sparring with Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson. How did that go down?
You know, so this was in the Homeland Security Committee the other day. And when Chaffetz got his time, he asked the secretary, so did the president change the law when he put out these executive orders? And the secretary says, no, we didn't change the law. We worked within the law. And then Chaffetz says, okay, let's play the clip. And has his staff like play this video clip for the room of the president saying, essentially, what you didn't see, what you may not have noticed is I changed the law. And then he had to ask the secretary again. So the president says he changed the law, but you're saying he didn't. And, you know, there was a little bit of a back and forth there. Chaffetz got his point in there. I think it was more of an off-the-cuff remark from the president when he was speaking in Nevada. He'd been interrupted by some protesters and was trying to, you know, calm the audience down.
This kind of came down to semantics then, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. But, hey, it works great on TV.
Yeah, I can imagine scoring sort of gotcha points, dramatic points. Interesting stuff. Finally today, Representative Jim Matheson is in his final days as a congressman. So how's he doing?
You know, I saw him this morning. He actually seemed, in pretty good spirits. He obviously planned to retire here. So it's not like he lost and, you know, having to face this without knowing it was coming. So he's already been working on, filling up, make sure all the constituent work is done. He actually had to clean out his office. They kick him out of their office right before the Thanksgiving break. So he's literally working in a cubicle. Which seems really tough, but, you know, they have to take weeks to paint and do carpet and all the new offices and those kind of things. But, you know, he seems like he's happy with his time in Washington, and he accomplished a lot, and that, you know, he's got a bright future, though he wouldn't tell me exactly what he's going to do yet.
Well, and I was going to ask if we have any sense of where he might go next.
I did try pinning him down, noting that, the governor's mansion looks pretty nice this time of year, or, that, you know, the Senate, he wouldn't even have to move his stuff back to Utah.
and he wouldn't bite?
He didn't bite.
Well, all right. I guess that's another one where we just wait and see, part of the game of politics. Thomas Burr, thanks, as always, for taking the time to speak with us this morning.
Thank you, Roger.
And Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins us Fridays for this conversation, and you can find a link to Political Cornflakes at our website, kcpw.org.